All right. So I get Lutheran insurance, and I know an Episcopalian really well now.
Great. You're all set. You got it covered.
Life is good. Gentlemen.
You going to do Town of the Week?
I don't know. Do you feel like doing
let's
it?
Let's do it.
I mean, I can do Town of the Week. Yeah, let's do Town of the Week.
Town of the Week.
Sure.
Okay, well, each week, hardly never this
Take
week ever, ever do we do it at this time, but this that time has come right now. A town, village, or burg somewhere in the greater U.S. and our rearranged map of the same. Here's Sarah Nixon, our Town of the Week.
On the western edge of New York State's Finger Lakes, you'll find Geneseo. The river valley was originally a Seneca village where Iroquois people lived and farmed. During the Revolutionary War, the Iroquois people were driven out of the area after siding with the British. Two blue blood brothers from Connecticut moved into the area in 1789 to establish a farming community. The land along the Genesee River is richly fertile, and agriculture is still the engine of the local economy with vineyards, dairies, orchards, and family farms. As the town drew wealth off the land, beautiful 19th century homes went up. Many of them are still standing, and part of the village is now a National Historic Landmark. In 1821, Geneseo became the seat of Livingston County, and as the community grew, the founding brothers opened the Wadsworth Normal School with 91 students. The original school building is now part of the SUNY Geneseo campus with about 5,000 students. I'm guessing that most of those students don't make it into the census figures, as the population of Geneseo these days is about 8,000. If you're visiting the area, you can catch the Geneseo Knights play, go to the downtown farmers market, swim or boat on Kinesis Lake, or hike through Letchworth State Park, which is known as the Grand Canyon of the East.
What's it called?
Letchworth State Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you noticed ever how many of these towns have canyons that are known as the Grand Canyon of somewhere?
Yeah.
It happens over and over.
Except the Grand Canyon. They never say that.
The National Warplane Museum is also in Geneseo. They're preserving and restoring World War II and Vietnam-era aircraft. And for something a little unusual, there's also a treehouse park you can climb into. And that's our Town of the Week, Geneseo, New York.
Oh, how interesting. It sounds idyllic.
Doesn't it?
But they all sound idyllic when you talk about them.
Oh, you're so kind. So kind.
Really?
Yeah.
And we've been calling randomly right now, or Lyle has. Oh, I'm sorry to wake you, Lyle. Were you calling random? It's up there. Alyssa is online with us from Geneseo, New York. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Did you happen to hear what Sarah said about Geneseo?
I did, and she covered a lot of good stuff about Geneseo.
Yeah. And what now, did she omit something, or is something a little bit not quite accurate?
Well, I didn't know about the treehouse park.
Oh.
That sounds awesome. I didn't know that was here. and I caught the end of it. I didn't know if she happened to mention we're also pretty close to a monastery. The Abbey of the Genesee is located just a few miles from Geneseo, which is a place a lot of people like to visit. It's very beautiful out there, very peaceful.
Sounds nice. Well, monasteries, you know, they can't be raucous.
No, they're not.
They can't be raucous and be a monastery.
Yeah, it's where monk's bread is made. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. It's
monk's
really
bread.
Popular around here, but they
I have
bake
heard
bread
of that.
There.
Yeah. What is special about monk's bread?
I don't know. It's very delicious. They make all different kinds, and growing up around here, we used to go out there. You could kind of time when you knew the bread would be coming out, so you could get warm loaves of bread.
Sounds good.
From there. Yeah.
So you grew up actually in Geneseo?
I did. I grew up right outside of Geneseo in a little tiny town called Cuylerville.
Yeah. Is it as idyllic as it sounds?
It is. It's a very beautiful place. I know that we're kind of known for how beautiful the sunsets are out here. The college students often comment on that as you look out over the valley. The sunsets are wonderful.
Yeah. Are there a few spots there, or a spot or two at least, that locals know about that that someone coming through would never know about that we could actually seize upon should we get there?
I don't know. I would have to say it depends upon the time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, you could find out about it through the conservancy, but I know a big thing with locals is in the springtime there's fields of bluebells that come up around the Genesee River that are just, they don't even seem real. It's so magical out there, and it only lasts for a week or so.
Yeah.
And that's something I know a lot of locals like to do.
So
the bluebells are a big attraction.
Painters must just be lining the streets then.
Yeah. There's a lot of artists in Geneseo. Mm. I know our oak trees inspire a lot of people. There's a lot of art based around those.
Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what about some place to get libation or food, or you know, where locals would go?
Well, there's the Big Tree Inn, which is a restaurant and a tavern, and also a bed and breakfast that a lot of people like to go. Just outside of town, there's a really nice restaurant called the Yard of Ale that's popular with locals. That's in an old carriage house, I believe.
Yeah. That sounds good. And so you stayed in town after graduating?
I did, yeah. I moved to Ithaca, New York briefly, which is also a nice spot.
Very nice, yeah.
I don't know. It really made me appreciate where I'm from, leaving and then coming back.
Yeah. So you've found a job down there? And
yep. I work at a store called Touch of Grace that's on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of great shops here, and this is a nice place to work. A lot of old buildings. So.
Yeah. Is that true with a lot of the kids who grew up there? They stay in town, or they come back? Or
I don't know. I don't really know what the percentage would be. There's definitely a lot of people that stick around and, you know, have their families here.
Yeah, yeah. Ithaca was just too fast?
I don't know. It was fun, but I guess I'm more of a country girl.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, it's very nice speaking with you, Alyssa, and you paint a very nice picture of town, and it's a place we'd like to visit. We got a little something for you for being so kind.
We do. We'll be sending you the Pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium-certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Thanks, Alyssa.
All right, thank you.
And our town of the week, Geneseo, New York.
We'll have to have somebody throw the dart at the beginning of next week.
Yeah, we'll do it.
I don't think we have time for darts.
Sure.
Because I have to tell you that if you are planning your next Madison outing, you can bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast.
Oh, you could, yeah.
Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing and get your tickets today.
Yeah.
And you can join us next week for another live broadcast of What Do You Know from the beautiful Monona Terrace, featuring a performance by ukulele superstar Jake Shimabukuro. Tickets available at the door or online at notmuch.com.
Thank you all for coming. Special thanks,
PRI,
Nicholas Davis.
PRI, Public Radio International.